When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 20, Four Thumbs is All It Takes.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I am King Baby Duck.
I'm Anvil.
I'm Bluonic.
Saiyajin.
And I'm Nanya.
Yep, and Nanya is brand new to the Bastards. I've been talking to her for, a couple weeks now about wanting to join us and whatnot, because we really need a really good sports girl.
Sports girl?
Yes.
Whoa. What, you say my sports aren't good enough?
Oh, no. I just want to get... like some sort of
estrogen.
Wink, wink, nudge, say no more.
Listen, I could be on estrogen if I wanted to be like Manny Ramirez and hide my steroid abuse.
Oh,
that's all I'm saying.
But I feel like that now that we have both Saiyajin and Nanya, we have a much better female perspective on things that the bastards like to talk about.
And girls are good.
Oh, you're leaving the boss out.
Well, she's technically not here, but Pandalicious is listening in on today's show just to make sure that we are in line.
Actually,
epic failure.
I brought Bamboo, and she knew I had it.
Oh. Motherfucker.
We love Pandalicious.
We do. Before we get off topic, before we go off the rails, if you want to check out our website, it's bostonbastardbrigade.com. Hook us up at email at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com for feedback and requests for topics and things to review. I'm also on Twitter as king_baby_duck. I'm the only one here with Twitter, apparently.
I have it,
and I just refuse to use it.
Well, what is yours, just in case?
Fuck Twitter.
Oh.
It's Forever's Nobody, with a capital N.
Okay.
I have a Twitter, but only to check hockey teams.
Yeah, I follow funny stuff. I really don't know how to work it. I don't want to bother. So.
Right. And also, Nenya's got a sports video blog, specifically for the Bruins, that we'll start posting on the website, too.
Yeah, and I might branch out a little more and do more hockey. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
There's more hockey than Bruins?
Of course there is.
Oh.
No, who are the Bruins going to kick the crap out of?
Montreal.
Exactly. Montreal's not a Canadian. You know, isn't a hockey team that Canadian? They don't count for shit.
What?
Yeah.
Well, you know Canada, those Canucks, all they do is play hockey.
Oh.
Well, and sleep with their cousins.
Oh, wow.
No. I like Canadians.
Oh, so that's why you said they were rednecks. They sleep with their cousins. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Right, now
and,
I got it.
Don't forget to check out our Facebook and our MySpace.
Yes.
We check it. Send us messages, requests, movie ideas, anything. We'll get back to you.
Yep, and don't forget to electricsisterhood.com. Or ESH.MOBI.
Oh, I wanted to do that part.
Oh.
Wait, you can hit it at the end of the show.
I know,
do it again. We do a plug-in.
So, we're all good? We're all relaxed?
I'm not relaxed. I need a masseuse. My shoulders are tight.
Oh, shut up, you big bitch.
Wait, we're allowed to swear on the show, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, cool. God, why the fuck would we allow to swear on this fucking show?
They have an explicit tag.
Okay.
Swears are allowed.
Fucking sweet. No, I'm just kidding.
Certain swears we're still not allowed to do.
Oh, guys, remind me when I do my segment to do a spoiler warning, because I'll so forget.
All right, we'll remind you. All right.
You know it's written in big letters.
All right, so let's talk movies. And Anvil chose the movie for this week. Well, one of the two movies.
That's right. We saw the movie Blindside, which is a true life story of Baltimore Ravens left tackle Michael Orr. Basically, you can go Google it, find out. He was an orphan taken in by, a family, raised, And,
It's a hard knock life for us.
Nope.
Okay, you can't sing that song.
Yeah,
it's even worse, man.
Yeah, that definitely from the story perspective that we were able to see on the show, the movie, it was really bad.
Mm-hmm. Let's basically, little spoiler warning. His dad, is dead. His mom's a crack whore.
That's pretty nicely.
Actually,
that's not blunt. It's perfectly fine. Yeah.
I mean, they said, she has more than a dozen kids. So, yeah.
Sounds like a Tyler Perry movie.
For fuck's sake, not again.
Damn you, Tyler Perry! Stop making those movies in that stupid House of Pain!
I have to say, I liked it. I thought it was a very good movie, though I do think someone with a bachelor's in social work should not have seen it, because I was probably annoying Nanya.
You were pissed.
And,
I was like, how did he slip through the cracks? Why are they doing this?
Poking,
the yeah,
and
I'm like, oh!
And kicked me through the entire movie.
Yeah.
I was twitchy. I couldn't sit still through it because I was more interested in going, this should not be happening.
Now, the one thing I was wondering was, what was the time base? Because this was at a bad time that they were
it was President Bush.
Well, let's see. He just got drafted from college. He spent 4 years in college. So
2005.
Within,
basically
03
around,
or 05, about.
So,
that's what it said in the...
But if we take a look at the whole factor that this was coming in from the 90s, I mean, he was in a bad place to begin with, and plus, 90s wasn't always taking care of shit the way it's taken care of right now.
You have to look at it. He was down south.
Yeah, exactly.
And he was in the ghetto.
Yeah.
You really have to say more?
No.
Oh, actually, I do have to put one thing. Never see a movie with Sayo-chan. I took a worse beating during the movie than I have during any of my MMA fights.
That's why we put her on the end.
Yes.
I was at the end. She said
I get stuck at the end with Magic Mystic a lot because she and I talk and I'm very twitchy.
You didn't poke me at all or anything.
Because I don't cross like this. I go the other way. So
she crosses. She's like kicking me in the leg.
And I'm just chipping.
She's going
to
twitch.
You see, you're extra special. She doesn't cause any physical pain to you, Nenya.
Shit, I'm on her right flanks right now.
But you have an arm in the way.
Yes, at least I have that. Yeah, I know.
But yeah, so for those who are really sports fans, still go see this.
Mm-hmm. Now,
I can vouch for that. I'm not a very big football fan. I really don't like it. I liked the movie. It was very well done.
Don't talk too much about football because, you're still, sitting on that ejection.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah!
Email ejection. Okay, anyways.
But you pointed this out. Sandra Bullock's magical disappearing accent.
Yes, the movie was great, except she starts off with a thick southern accent. As the movie goes on, she sounds more white and white and white.
I didn't really notice it.
She kept the attitude, the accent.
Yeah.
I agree with the accent, but attitude. The attitude stayed
she
constant.
She kept it. Well, come on.
The dominant southern belle.
Well,
she kept that attitude.
She was a southern belle.
She kept that attitude.
Well, from what I've heard about Sandra Bullock, it wasn't too far from being a bitch.
Yeah.
Well, that's what a southern belle, like the head of the family, is.
Truthfully,
she's a dominant bitch. Picture her as a female pit bull with like three litters.
Yikes.
You know, you're screwed if you fuck with her.
Basically, what it is with her is it wasn't acting. She is a bitch and she just was acting normal.
And they were saying, oh, she's going to get an Oscar for this. No. She's not going to get an Oscar for this.
Especially if you put one southern person on that voting committee and she's done.
Also, they would have to remember her previous movie, too. All About Steve.
I think her best movie was Speed.
Okay, you need
Never
to...
Seen
what
it.
You need to discount is actors will have bad days and bad movies. It doesn't mean that's going to define their career.
I know, Jim Carrey.
It could.
The Cable Guy.
It could, but generally one or two bad movies will not define a person's career.
Well, I mean, a lot of people said, Jim Carrey's career was over, with Cable Guy, and boom, he's brought it back, so...
Yeah.
But truth be told, I think Tim McGraw did a great job.
I was surprised. He looked unrecognizable in this movie.
They had him shaved, they cut his hair, and they shaved his head slightly back to give the receding hairline.
Can I just ask, because, I don't know. Was Tim McGraw the dad?
Yes. He played Sean Tui.
I didn't know. I don't know. Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody.
He looks
laughing.
More recognizable in the movie Friday Night Lights.
Well, I laughed when she first said her name because with the accent she's like I'm Leanne Tui. I'm like you sound like you are spitting. Every time she said the name Tui, it sounded like she was actually spitting.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, I think was forcing it a little bit.
Supper and second class.
Actually just spit on my phone.
I do apologize. Oh. Was that me or him?
No, somebody's gonna die.
Just thought I would clear that up. Panda. It's okay. It's okay. It's all right.
What happened to, I'm going to be quiet throughout this whole episode.
I'm the boss.
I was going to ask that, and then I didn't want to interject.
That the lead role, you know, the kid that played Michael Orr, great job. You felt bad for him.
Yeah.
You know, seeing him struggle to learn, you felt bad.
Name of the actor is Quentin Aaron.
Yes, thank you.
So I thought he did a terrific job in this movie.
You ready to hear the funny part? When he got cast, he was super fat. He dropped 104 pounds to play this role. He went and got help from Jillian Michaels, who, you know, is from Biggest Loser, lose the weight for the part. Mm-hmm. But he was over 400 pounds when he got casted.
Wow.
He looks good.
Yeah, actually, his diet and exercise thing is up online or something like that, and you can look it up. And
actually, I'm kind of depressed because me and him are basically on the same workout plan, and he lost weight, and I still can't. I think it's the curse of the overnight job.
Yeah, maybe.
But, you know, I'm still sexy, so...
All right, so as a ratings, let's go by hands.
I would go with a thumb up and maybe one this way, because...
So we got one that's basically a neutral thumb, but...
Yeah, neutral thumb, because it was a great movie. I just don't see myself owning it anytime soon.
I would so own it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. We got a non-sports fan actually wanting to own a movie.
A person that adamantly hates football wanting to own this movie.
I still think we should tie her to a chair and make her watch an entire day of college football.
Hold on. Before you start jumping on Sayo, I gotta say, not a football fan either. Don't kill me. But this movie, like, I just thought it was beautiful, and I almost cried like 12 times.
Well, see, the reason I'm getting on her a little bit is, you know, she keeps on criticizing, especially, you know, you're the one that whistled her first.
No.
Yes, you are.
Oh,
football sucks. Whistle from you. 10-yard unsports woman conduct, and I ejected her because she said slap shot to the head.
I was whistling because I didn't necessarily disagree with her.
Well, in football, you blow a whistle, there's usually a penalty. He issued the penalty, then she said slap shot to the head, and I ejected her for extreme violence.
Okay, so if football hates me, I have reason to hate football, so.
Football doesn't hate anyone.
Football hates me. I've been football banned from playing football, so football hates me.
No, football loves all.
Anyway, so we got thumbs up halfway from Evan.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's get a group consensus on how many thumbs we fully have. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We have 9 thumbs up out of a possible 10.
Yes.
So that's 9 out of 10.
Oh, and,
we got 11 out of 12.
Yes.
But I do believe that maybe our duck broke his thumb, and that's why I won't stand straight up.
Now, some of you might be wondering, why are we doing the thumbs? I think... It's, for one thing, it's a bit easier than doing the whole number or star grade. And number two, it's an homage to probably the greatest critics of all time, Gene Siskel and Roger Ebert.
That, and we keep forgetting the damn rating systems.
Yeah, we'll do 5 for one thing and 10 for another.
Yeah.
I think thumbs up are just easier because it's not like we can grow an extra thumb.
You can see them and you can count.
Yeah.
Whoa. You give us credit for being able to count?
You just did 12, and I was like, wait, it wasn't panned to the 9, and then you added on the 12, and my brain kind of...
Well, her thumbs weren't up when I originally did it.
I know, but I thought you were including her anyway, so, like, yeah, I'm shutting up.
All right, well, on to...
She's the one wearing the glasses, so I can tell
you. On to the next movie just would rather stick a knife in my ear,
which I have access to. I would understand Nenya watching this, but Anvil?
Hey.
Why would you understand me watching it?
Because you've read the books.
Okay, all right.
Let me defend myself. I saw the movie New Moon. Somebody played it on the computer and I watched it.
Do we have some of the Price is Right music?
Listen. I went on my break right after it was done and I actually vomited. Okay? This was horrible. I got physically sick and I literally puked.
Over here.
I think you should explain why.
You can do that, because that's going to make you lose weight. Keep watching this film!
I'm not fucking K-Walker, right?
Do not encourage people to be bulimic, please.
Okay, alright, fine.
Can I be anorexic?
We do not condone bulimia, anorexia, or any eating disorder.
Thank
you. I was just joking.
Like
I got it.
Like fat people wearing a t-shirt that says, like, I survived anorexia or something like that? Or I beat anorexia?
No, that's stupid. I've definitely seen it more than once in my life.
You will never get over that disorder. You have to fight with it the rest of your life.
No, it was a joke because it was a big person.
I got the best diet in the entire world. Okay, yeah. I'm gonna go on the best diet right now. I'm just gonna go to a local ghetto and throw a word that you're never supposed to use, and let them shoot me in the belly, so they have to remove a hunk of it. And my insurance pays for it because it's not cosmetic.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Well, anyways, back to the reason why you puked.
So, yes, they had tons of sparkling.
Yeah.
Which goes against the 38th rule of man. Only David Bowie is allowed to sparkle.
Because he is made of sparkle.
The only time vampires are supposed to sparkle is when they burst into fire in the sunlight. And the fire goes, wee, pretty dust.
No, we just blew that one. No.
You blew dust.
Oh, blew chunks.
Anyway.
And actually, the sad part was my dinner didn't look too well coming up.
So, I had pasta, come on.
Do we get to talk about the positive sides of the movie?
There was no positive.
Well, okay, hold on. Let's say,
Taylor Lautner looks so good running with his shirt off.
Taylor Lautner is fucking hot.
He's 16!
18.
16.
I don't like
you, cougar.
Pedophile.
Oh, is he really only 16?
Yeah.
Okay, so I...
Cougar!
I can't do anything about that, but he's cute.
Okay. Hot to cute when she realizes
we have to hear her.
All right.
I'm being mediator today.
Listen, I'm going to up my cred a little bit and first start by saying I don't like boys. So that might make this review a little bit easier.
Hooray for lesbians.
Okay, but anyways, moving on. Let's talk for a moment. I read the Twilight books. I read the first one in a day. I think I read the rest in like a week. Trash, but complete candy. You cannot stop reading them. Moving on.
I will admit that.
If you are a fan of the Twilight novels, New Moon, it delivers what you want. You got tons of shirtless guys, Tyler Lautner is buff and standing in the rain, and there's water dripping off of him, and, I don't know, glorious things happening or whatever. And then...
He's only 16. That
sucks. Oh, gosh.
Sorry.
He's the kid. I don't even... Like, he's got the neck bulges. You ever seen that with, like, it looks like he has tumors on the back?
Like that?
Like when the muscles on the back of the neck, like, yes. I don't even know how to describe it.
It's your shoulder muscles.
They're huge. His back was, like, gigantic. The kid.
Offensive lineman workout.
Well, in that defense, I hate to admit this. I have read the books. I had to read them out loud for someone, so. Whatever. I was forced to read the books. He was supposed to jump from the scrawny little kid.
Yes.
In the first book to the second one because of. Spoiler. Or because of the werewolf thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I would say, assuming by the commercials.
It's a spoiler for the books, because she's, whatever, her Bella is trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
So, he was supposed to do that, so I like how he did that.
Yes. Well, they were gonna fire him, basically, if he didn't do that, so. But my favorite thing about New Moon was the werewolves. I've never seen a werewolf story being presented in this way, where... people phasing to giant wolves. Usually you have, like, the dude, full moon, and he looks like kind of like the creature from the Black Lagoon. He's all twisted and hideous. But these actually make werewolves look cute and fluffy, and you want them to be your pets.
Oh, because I was going to say, it's like Underworld, but no.
No, not like Underworld. They're big, they morph into giant wolves.
I will admit that the werewolf looked awesome.
Yeah, if you've seen the ad where he's, I think he's leaping over
the actress,
he's this gorgeous, gray, briny wolf.
Yeah.
He's the brown. Well, Jacob's color. The brown one.
Yeah. I don't know which one it is then, but it's like a brownish.
I think it was Sam.
A brownish gray that was leaping over her and in mid leap, and like it's obviously a preview. I haven't seen it, but I like the way they did the transition. I like the wolf. It's very well done CG.
Yeah, they actually look like a real wolf would. Like if you were going through the woods and saw a wolf, just bigger.
Yeah.
But I still can't get past the sparkly vampires.
Actually,
I think it was poorly done.
It was poorly done in the first movie, and I agree with you, it was poorly done in the second movie. I don't know, it just looks stupid.
I mean, we're supposed to be, biased when it comes to movies in this group, watch movies that people want to see, so I figured they'd put it on and I'd take the huge hit for the group, and I wound up paying for it, because, the dinner was really good when I ate it.
Okay, so... like I said, I have read the books. I refuse to see the movies, and I won't read any of the other books.
They're so cute. It's fun. They're just fun.
I will admit, I like the plot line. I like the actors. I love the girl that plays Bella. I've seen her in a couple other things.
Kristen Stewart.
I've seen her in a couple other things. She's very, very
She was really good in Adventureland.
Did did not see it.
I think one of the first things I ever saw her in was Zathura.
I agree. Yeah, I think for me that was the first two. And then that horror movie she did.
I don't know, it was weird. I haven't seen a lot of horror movies, but anyway. I like the plotline of the books. The only reason I'm not a big fan of the Twilight books, one, obviously, sparkly vampires. Two is I feel that Stephanie Myers cannot write on the same level as anyone else I've ever read.
This is what happens
people,
when you
people are trying to compare her to Harry Potter, and J.K. Rowling is on a completely different level. Like, she's... I read these books, and I don't understand how... I understand the younger age girls, because this book is aged, like, the girl's in high school, the main character Bella's in high school, the book is written for, like, fifth grade or younger.
Yep.
It's not someone, like, I don't understand how women our age are getting so into this, because it's... This book is just, it's, I couldn't, I'm like, her sentences are, oh, his smile was so pretty, and I'm like, the Collins writing we did, you would have gotten an F on the Collins writing for putting, his smile was so pretty.
Oh, fuck, don't even remind
should've
me.
Should have brought that back up.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, so maybe you guys have more damage, because I only started Collins in high school, I didn't have to do it in junior high, so... But, it's
fuck,
just...
Fuck, I had to do that back in elementary school.
That's what I'm saying. Come fifth grade, I was writing that shit.
I went to a charter school, so...
So we couldn't be rich, too!
It was free public school. I was the idiot in freshman year at high school, and the teacher's like, oh, Collins writing, and I'm going, what's Collins?
Okay, sorry that, you know, we couldn't go to a school where you'd have to worry about being shanked at lunch.
Yeah. Anyways,
well, that's why I went there, because it was stabbing and I was panicked. Anyway, totally tangent. Anyway,
sorry.
Okay, when Myers's copyright runs out, if someone could take this plot line and turn it into something more mature and get rid of the sparkly part,
here's the thing: you cannot turn it into a mature story because the themes in the book would be much more prevalent, and they are awful, awful themes.
Okay, I like the fact of the vegetarian vampires. Take that and put it somewhere else. I could still go with it.
I mean underlying themes like relationship abuse, things like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
Well, you were mentioning if someone would rewrite it. Why about the person who's been writing the True Blood books?
I don't think I've read those.
I've never read True Blood or seen it.
Okay, so Panda's
Pandalicious is
True Blood is actually awesome.
Making puddles over
so
the
Panda's
corner.
So Panda's going to have to tell us in a minute. Anyway.
All right.
Melty puddles.
To me, there's only one thing that these books are good for. I plan on buying all of the Twilight books now.
What?
Firestarter.
No.
Oh.
They didn't buy
exactly. Firestarter.
Wait. They have another use than that. Hey, listen. Paper targets at the range.
They tend to go through too quickly.
No.
For that, you want to get Edward's face. Big, giant, blown-up face.
I think when we take that group shooting, we include our little friend here, I think I should actually get the portraits of the cast.
There you go.
We're going shooting?
No.
Sometime soon. Anyway.
It costs a lot of money.
If you want to know about something interesting that's got Edward's face on it, they are selling panties for girls.
What?
And his face is on the front.
What?
And his mouth is on the inside.
This is not an official.
I have a picture. I have it.
Oh my god! And this all this crap is marketed to preteens.
Yes, because little girls are thinking
so
about.
The Jonas Brothers get away with it. Why can't Twilight?
So
actually,
girls,
it's a thong.
Whatever.
So girls. So wait.
I wouldn't approve of that anyway.
So girls are going to be eaten out by Edward.
Oh.
Basically.
You had to go there.
No. Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
We're bastards. We're supposed to go there.
Actually, I did see something hilarious about this. The sex toy company created, you know, like they have the tongues that your girls use. They're putting the cast faces on them. Boy, please tell me you guys have at least seen the Obama dildo. I laughed my ass off when I saw it. It's his head. It goes down to an 8-inch dildo.
At least our president's got 8 inches.
All right. All right. That's it. I'm calling for ratings on this one so we can get over with it. Fucking New Moon. Just ratings for the people who saw it. Well, anyways, I know you would probably just give it thumbs down because the fact is that. How about your?
I'm gonna give it 2 halves of thumbs.
2 halves of thumbs. So it's one.
It's good if you like the books.
Okay. Right.
And it's good if you like Twilight.
And you're a freaking teenager.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, I'm not gonna give thumbs. I'm just gonna say like this: this movie's not even good enough for me to wipe my ass with a script.
Oh!
Well, the script would be the novel, so...
No, the books. Script on what the... How
the actual
script.
Screenplay.
Yeah, it's... They pull it pretty much verbatim from the book. It's,
Really?
They didn't have to change much.
Well,
none of it's good enough to wipe my ass.
So it's basically...
If they changed it from the movies, then...
Two thumbs down. Two middle finger down, yeah. Basically, the group is not too happy about it. So, more or less, it's on to the next subject.
Let's talk about the new Flyleaf album, Memento Mori. Or is that Memento Mori? Because I've heard it pronounced Memento Mori.
Oh, for fuck's sake, I don't even know.
It's
what language is it?
Oh, it's Latin.
And then it's probably Mori.
I can't Mori. Speak Latin.
Okay. Well, it's the second album from the group. They're, how would you describe it? Alternative, hard rock metal sort of setup?
Yeah, I would put it in the alternative, maybe, more or less, but, you know, she does have a good voice when she's singing.
And I do prefer her voice over Amy Lee's voice.
Yeah, I could say that too, but I don't know, I think Anvil's got some issues about that.
He's gonna leap across the room at you.
I'm sorry, but when Amy Lee tries to hit the high notes, it sounds like she's cracking.
Because she's not meant to.
Yeah.
No. I think they digitally... do something with her voice to make it sound like she's actually trying to get there, so...
Right.
Where's my gun?
It's up your ass. Anyways, what I felt about, listening to this new album, it was awesome, and that's the only thing that I've had an issue with. It's like, their last album was back in 2005, 2006, I believe.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, what the fuck, it took this long for the new album to come out, and, you know, how we've been seeing more artists have been able to put more music out every, like, 2 years instead of, you know, like, 3 to 4, even 5 year span, except for Rammstein, which they took a longer ass time to put this album out.
Right.
And it was only 11 songs, too, but... For Flyleaf, this is I like the album myself. It was really good. I mean, I still have a couple of issues with one or two songs, but but with the other album, I thought maybe the whole album was it was great as a whole. And there's some of those songs that are really powerful in there, especially the one that I thought was like kind of talking about Columbine. Kind of like there is a song asking about a question about do you believe in God, and then pull the trigger or something. Exactly. And that's a pretty strong song. And a couple of the songs on this new album, didn't have that strength to it. But but more or less, I felt that, you know, all together, it was a really good thing. And I'll sit there and listen to it whenever, you know, I'm just chilling out or whatever.
Well, for me, like, the first track on the album, Beautiful Bride, it was a decent opening track. But I felt the second track, again... far superior, and it should have opened the CD.
Yes, that should have definitely opened the CD. I know that one, yeah.
And then I felt like other good tracks were missing, which was dealing with the importance of life and love. I think one of the most beautiful tracks on there was called Set Apart This Dream. And I have some of the lyrics right here. Close your eyes, little girl. You're a princess now. You own this world. And no one cries, screams, or shouts. It kind of makes it sound like this like little young girl passed away. I don't know from what. And it's like she's going to heaven and is no longer going to feel pain or suffering and just have everything a girl could dream for. I felt that was a very beautiful track.
Yeah, it very was. Yeah, it was.
And there was this one other song, In the Dark. From the way the lyrics make it sound, it could be mistaken for a Christian rock song, but it's not. It deals more with isolation from the realm of the world.
Yeah.
As for me, album as a whole, it was good. But it wasn't very memorable. I'll probably only listen to it like a few times, but I won't have the craving to listen to it.
The lead singer, I think she did a great job. She's no Amy Lee, but...
Oh.
But she's good. Actually, the third song, don't remember what the name was, but actually that was my favorite song on the entire album.
Lonnie's getting it out right
now. I'm working on it.
But I mean, truth be told, the entire album was good.
Chase him.
Oh, yeah, thank you, Chase.
Chasm.
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
That's what you get for going to Lynn schools, all right? Shut up.
It's cool. Like one of my friends said, what's Chahos?
Just be happy that we can read.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, I mean, all in all, the album was good. I have no big problems with it. Except, like, you know, the duck said, I'm not going to salivate and be like, I need this music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like it's something.
So it could just be something to play as background noise, like put it in your iTunes mix player.
Yeah, you know, if you're working out, you know, throw it in there just for something different.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be using this when I'm like killing people in Modern Warfare or anything like that.
Okay, so it could be something like me when I'm either online talking to friends just to have his background noise and listen to.
Yeah, exactly.
Or playing around online playing my Scrabble games.
Yeah, it's mainly one of those things that, you know, when you put songs in your iPod, you put it near the end just in case your workout goes longer and it just happens to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so did you have any input on this?
I'm pretty much with Duck on this one. I didn't see anything that really stood out for me. I mean, it was a good album, but I felt their first album was much better.
Yeah.
Mm. So, it's a grading, you know, I just give it one thumb up.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, one thumb.
One thumb. One thumb.
We got four thumbs. It's not bad.
Four thumbs between...
Four thumbs out people. Of the... Out
four
of
thumbs
the,
is all it takes.
Out of the 12, so...
Sorry, that was bad.
Why did you only want a thumb?
Never mind. That's
good. Let's not get
there. I knew where you were going.
Okay.
That's why I made my joke.
Okay. Well, let's turn the spotlight over to Sayo-chan. She's got an anime to review.
Sayo-chan does, because she was obsessed with Inuyasha when it first came out, and I think I drove my friends nuts.
The facial expressions that are being shown by Panda right now is just a gun to the head. Here, do you want to borrow one of my knives while you're at it?
I'm going to assume that most of your listeners haven't really watched Inuyasha, so I'll give a quick recap.
Inuyasha Kagome! Yeah, Inuyasha Kagome! Inuyasha Kagome!
To be continued.
Well, no, the Japanese was a lot better. I think I'll quote Ninja at one point on this. she mentioned it in one of hers and Pandalicious's earlier podcasts, like in the 20s or something, and she's like, she saw the movies, and they don't go, huh?
They were around in the 20s.
It's not Inuyasha Kagome, Inuyasha Kagome. He actually calls her a bitch and a bastard and all this other fun stuff in the Japanese. I don't mind the dub, because that's what I originally saw it in. I like the voice actors. I think they do a really good job, despite that a lot of animes, like, you get the really weirds, like, case in point, Trigun. If you try to, like, any of those people besides the main characters have the oddest voices. But anyway, recap, the main character falls into a well chasing her cat, and ends up breaking a jewel that was in her body, and she goes on this hunt with this dog demon, half-human, to hunt down the jewel. They spend God knows how long looking for these shards, and it, at one point, thank God it doesn't get as bad, but it turns into Naruto with fillers galore, so it's kind of crazy.
Don't forget our favorite character, Miroku.
The pervert. The pervert.
What do you think he uses with that hole in his hand when no one's watching?
I don't want to know. No, because he'd suck himself in. It's too powerful. It's too powerful.
I thought he couldn't suck himself in.
No.
It will consume him at one point, but you know what? You're right. He might not be able to.
Because at one point I think he had it.
So, okay, but that's one of the things I'm going to talk about later. I have to go back and watch, because I watched up through... okay. Let's start over. I like the new version. It just started back up again. The original airing was in 2002 for the anime. I don't know when the manga came out. I do know that it's been going for God knows how many years now. And it's just starting back up again with the final act. It stopped because the anime caught up with the manga. And rather than try to release one episode every couple of months as the manga was released, they decided we'll just cut it, and when the manga's finished, we'll start the anime again, which is what they've done. So I have to say that the drawing style in the anime has stayed pretty much the same so far as with the original. I would have liked it to have gone more with the movie style, but movies obviously have more time, takes more detail, you know. I like it better because the characters look more mature, and they look more like they know what they're doing, whereas in the anime, it's like quick, rounded faces, you know, and they look kind of young, like they don't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
The voice actors, from what I can tell, is the same Japanese actors. I'm pretty sure they just got everybody back at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the fact that at the end of 167, they had this huge, elaborate ending where they're like, oh, we're going to keep going, and we're going to look, and we're going to keep fighting until we find this jewel. And then episode 168, which was the first episode of the new final act that just aired a couple of weeks ago, just sort of picked up and went meandering along from where they had technically left off in the hunt for the jewel shards. And I kind of went... wait, do I have the right episode? Like, I messaged the friend that gave them to me, because I don't have a BitTorrent, my computer's too old. And she's like, yeah, no, that's the first episode. And I went, wow, this kind of pisses me off just a little bit, because they had this huge thing where Inuyasha and Kagome were running off into the sunset, and like, oh, we're gonna keep looking, and we're gonna stay together, and all that fun stuff. So, grr. There are 558 chapters in the manga. the anime ending.
That's a huge bitch.
I'm so glad nobody really has a gun here. 558 chapters in the manga. From what I could gather, chapter 505 matches up with episode 170. So, it takes about 170 chapters to do 170 episodes to do 500 chapters. So there's only 558, so there's only about 50, 60 chapters left. I'm hoping and praying it's going to be like one season, 26 episodes, 30 episodes. I'm just praying they're going to get it over with quickly.
Blue bullets of brain.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm sure if I was talking about One Piece, you guys would all have similar reactions.
I want to see One Piece. I would rather, but I'm trying to read more than watch anime because I've found that, like I said, when the manga and the anime can't keep up, that the anime will just verge off.
Well,
which is pretty much what Naruto's done. So I'm trying to go back and reread. Like, I like what they've done with the new FMA. I have to go and watch that as well.
It's good.
Where they go back to the beginning, and they're going to follow the manga rather than go off in their own little thing. So
wait, they're completely redoing the anime?
Yes.
I thought this was like a second season. Like
Redo.
They're redoing the whole anime, and they're going to follow the manga instead of going because the original Fullmetal Alchemist did was went off in its own direction from the anime.
Right after 26, I believe.
And it had nothing to do with anything. Right. So, and I don't know if people were complaining or the creators were just like, let's just do it over. So they're pretty much, they're doing it over again. I have the first three episodes. I haven't had a chance
I've to seen them all on the Funimation website, and they are doing a really good job with it. No disappointment whatsoever. And animation is even a lot superior to it.
If they're following the manga, does that mean that they're rearranging the homunculi?
That's right.
So the Fuhrer isn't Pride anymore.
Correct.
It's not supposed to be, right?
No, it's supposed to be Wrath, I believe.
Yep, he is Wrath.
Because they screwed it up so much from the manga to the anime that the, like I said, I think the creators just went, fuck you, and redid it again. What I do like about Inuyasha is, like I said, they have fillers, but most of the fillers seem to revolve around the story. Like, there's usually a jewel shard involved, or Inuyasha's strengthening up the Tesaiga to make it so that he can go and create...
Or at least
I'll talk to you about it after Anvil.
Or there's at least a really good comic relief episode.
Yeah, well, that's what the ones that aren't revolving around the main storyline are the Shippo based ones.
And I love
those. He's a kid, and it's a lot of comic relief. It's a lot of lessons for like younger kids and younger people and stuff like that. So, they do have a tendency to screw with the timeline from the anime from the manga to the anime, but they include everything. Like, certain episodes, like in chapter 505, they run into like a kitsune inn while they're tracking down Naraku, and all these kitsunes, these foxes, are tricksters, and they have to play tricks. Sorry, they have to play tricks, and they up their points to like senior first rank and all this other fun stuff, and Shippo gets dragged into it, and it's all about how you're not supposed to prank your friends because you can, and da 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 da.
That was a fun one.
But then, after that, in the anime, they go directly into meeting up with Naraku and Kikyo and all this other fun stuff, where they're trying to, like, find more jewel shards, whereas in the manga, they end up at, like, another inn where they're fighting a spider demon or something.
Mm-hmm. Now,
it's so twisted that I really can't tell you, like I said, I found where it matches up right now, but I can't tell you what else matches up where.
Now, are you going to actually do an article on this for the website? Because then you could actually go into a hell of a lot more detail with this.
I could, if people wanted, I could do that.
I can. I would like to see
this. We would like to see this, yes.
It's a girl-based anime, obviously. It's focused on teenage girls that really just want to watch a romance bud.
I would say, though, it does have good shonen qualities to it, though.
I don't know. Like I said, I've only ever met girls that really like it, or younger boys. And I say boys, like teenage, preteen boys.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, like fanboys. I am going to have to go and rewatch the last 10 to 15 episodes. I can't go and watch the manga because I don't honestly know.
Can't watch a manga.
So I can't go back and read the manga because, like I said, I can't match it up. And I was so confused watching this because, like I said, it didn't really pick up. They just sort of kept going. And I was like, wait, what did I missed something. And I could have sworn certain characters had died already, and certain characters had already, like, whatever, and they hadn't. And I had, so I'm just like, I'm so confused on what I know from the original anime versus the manga versus fanfiction, which I will admit I was reading right after it ended because I was so pissed. I was trying to figure out what was going on, and I was like, I don't want it to stop because I was too into it.
Alright. So what would you give it for a grade so far?
So far, the 7 episodes I've seen, I'm liking it. I will keep watching it. I want to see what's going on. I would give it 2 thumbs up. Well, maybe 1.5, just because, like I said, I'm confused right now on what's going on where and who's supposed to be dead and who's
not. A lot of critics are actually saying that they're getting a bit confused on what's going on. Even Japanese critics, too.
Well, it's like I said, they just kept going, and I was like, wait, what? I missed something. And I went back, because I could have sworn this one character that was there and was killed wasn't, like, I was like, he's dead already. What's going on? And then, like I said, I knew what happened with the Tessaga. Involves, like, a new form from his brother's sword and all this other fun stuff, so I know what's gonna happen because I got so frustrated with the anime that I went and read the manga.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure I skipped a couple of chapters, but whatever. But I got so frustrated with the fact that it wasn't gonna be coming out and they didn't know when that I went and read the manga, so I know the whole ending. Mm-hmm. I can say one thing, I am extremely, extremely pissed that the 2 main characters that end up getting married at the end haven't kissed. In the entire 500 chapters, which is what everyone is waiting for. No. The last chapter says Inuyasha and I are to be bonded tomorrow. Yeah.
But
exactly.
Wait, they do kiss in a couple of the movies.
That doesn't count. Okay, it doesn't count because there's only one movie they kiss in, and she does it because he's going full demon, which means he'll go berserker, pretty much. And kill everybody that's around him. So she's trying to get him to
Calm down.
Like, and in one of the episodes here, she actually has to grab onto his arms from behind to get him to, like, come back from his thing. Usually she just yells, Aswati, which means sit, boy.
Yeah.
Or sit. Yes.
I have a question. So you mean to tell me that they've been managing to maintain viewership for over 150 episodes based on the fact that these 2 characters haven't kissed yet? I'm telling you right now, when they do kiss, it's over.
They don't.
No, when they do, that's it. There's no more series. It's done.
But that's what I'm telling you. By the end of the manga, 500 chapters, they have never kissed. They do not kiss.
Why? What's the point?
I don't know, and I can tell you I am exceedingly,
I have no reason to watch this now.
Exactly. I'm hoping what they're going to do is, I'm hoping the anime is going to take, I don't know what kind of leeway, and make them do it, because there's one point where she comes back, like, she gets locked on the other side of the well at the end of the series, in the manga. For 3 years. 3 years. She goes through high school. Yeah, exactly. She goes through high school for 3 years. And she comes back, and the first thing she does is say hi. And I'm like, fuck you! Like, I was screaming and ranting and raving for hours, going, I can't believe this. So then I went and hunted down on DeviantArt and found another author that I know I really liked, that she can draw really well, and she had them kiss. So I was like, yay, I have my fill.
Well, I'm listening to what you're saying, and I think I figured out what the problem is. Somebody needs to buy those 2 some mouthwash. That's it.
I'll explain a little bit for you. His dead girlfriend, who killed him because they were tricked by a demon.
She didn't kill him.
She pinned him to a tree. He killed her. She's still up and walking around as a clay corpse. She's a mix between, like, an Inferi, which is Harry Potter, and a zombie.
You're making his brain hurt.
Yeah, I know. So she's still walking around.
It looks like it hurts. She's a shadow of her former self or something like
that? And what happened was she was brought back by an evil witch using part of Kagome, the main character's soul, because she's a reincarnation. So.
I'm a little confused.
There's a robot chicken sketch.
I told you, it's very in-depth. I could go into it, but it would take forever.
I do have to say something that I would find kind of funny. Our friend Sayo-chan does not understand football, but she understands manga. I mean, come on. I think football and all of its rules are actually a little bit easier.
Yeah,
I will agree with you.
And I thought women like watching football for the guys in tight pants.
Apparently, I found a wall picture of a bunch of guys doing like a dance after a touchdown, and it goes, "We're men, we're in tights."
Tangent.
I know. Sorry. It's a very convoluted. I will write an article for you guys if you want to draw readers in for anime to this.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is the anime to do it.
No, it's probably not, but I can do it.
I will be nice and promise you that I will not read it.
Oh, you will.
Hey, I'll get too confused. Yeah. I'll be at work and hurt somebody.
Okay.
Remember, we're bastards. Just
overall, 1.5, just because, like I said, I'm a little confused. It should even out if I go back and rewatch the anime, parts of the anime, and figure out what the fuck's going on. And I'm pretty sure by that point I will give it 2 thumbs up. Like awesome. I said, it will not get a full two thumbs up if they don't kiss by the end of the anime. Because that's just... The manga... Rumiko Takahashi, I don't know what the hell's wrong with her. I don't. So.
Okay.
I'm done.
Alright,
I think we're gonna go on to the next subject, yes. Please.
Yes. Okay. Anvil? Nenya-chan?
Alright.
Fight! No,
time for some sports.
Alright, well, this week in sports, I'm gonna start off like I normally do with the Red Sox. Nothing really big happened this week. Jason Bay filed for free agency after rejecting an offer by the Red Sox. We are also heavily pursuing two individuals, one being Adrian Gonzalez from the San Diego Padres to play first base, and pitcher John Lackey from the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. That's really it that happened this week in baseball. You know, it is the postseason.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like, ooh. Chirp, 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 chirp.
Let me see. The Celtics, they're not playing so well right now. They actually lost last night to the Orlando Magic by 5.
Yeah.
There were some really horrible calls, in my opinion. Rashad Lewis for the Orlando Magic was blocking hard on Paul Pierce, and Paul Pierce is called for the penalty.
Did you just say hard on?
Blocking hard.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, because...
put the two words together.
That was really fucking bullshit because of the fact that there was more or less used the stiff arm on him while he was like...
Stiff what?
Sorry.
Stiff arm. No, not that.
Oh.
Whoa.
Okay, anyways, the concept that he was able to push off, was it Pierce?
Mm-hmm. It was
Paul Pierce, and he pushed off on him, and more or less the whole fact that it was really fucking bullshit. Because it was Paul Pierce who wasn't the one who got pushed off, who was pushing. It was... He got pushed back. So it's I don't know. Oh. There were some really fucked up calls because I only caught it at the end.
But they actually played very well together, in my opinion, because if you looked at the beginning, they were getting slaughtered. But all in all, it was a good game. I think, you know, they really came together as a team, and they played better as a team. And for the numbers that they had, they only shot 39% from the field. If they played like normal, then they would have won this game.
Yeah, they definitely would have, because it just feel like the Magic was just nuts. Yes. They weren't doing what they were supposed to usually do, but with the Celtics, I don't know what it was. They were just trying for really fucking stupid plays. When I was watching it at the end, they were just like, okay, 3-point. And it was like Rashard or something like that, and he was trying to throw it in, and he just kept missing. I was just like, stop giving him the fucking rock and put up just like 2 points. Two points is good enough.
Now let me move on a little bit. To a very sore subject for everybody.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm going to give my opinion first, and then you guys can all chime in, except for Sayo Champ, because she knows shit about football.
I'm going to chime in anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, last Sunday, the New England Patriots took on the Indianapolis Colts in a big rivalry game. We lost 25-24.
Motherfucker.
Hard fucking game.
Right?
You don't understand.
Shut up.
You don't understand.
Duct tape.
I misplaced it. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, basically what happened is it's become a huge controversy because we went for on 4th and 2 from the 28. The referee, in my opinion, made the bad call because when the ball came down, Kevin Falk did get it pulled into his chest while being hit. He was about half a yard over the line. He got a bad spot. We lose it, and we lost the game. Bill Belichick took the heat, and he said, basically, I would do it again. Statistically, yes. You look at statistics because our punter was averaging 43 yards a punt. Their kick return has been averaging about 20 yards a return. And that's only average. So, I mean, it was smart. People tend to forget one huge aspect when they talk about this game. It's Belichick fucked up. Fuck that. Lawrence Maroney fumbled in the end zone and the other team recovered. How do you blame it on one man when somebody else fumbled in the end zone? It should never even come to that. I don't know if anybody else has an opinion, Blue. I know you probably do.
All right, well, my opinion on the fact of, yes, for that whole part, yeah, you can't blame Belichick on the fumble fuck-up, okay? I'll give you that. But the only other factor that I'm saying is that he fucked up on his timeouts. He fucked up, and he used two in a row, which he should have never done in the first place, because that fucked up everything. And that gave enough time for the Indianapolis Colts to get their whole shit together and fuck them up. Because that didn't stun them. That gave them the time to rest up their players right there and then, fuck everything up.
Yes.
And it didn't help us. And I think that, especially when that play happened, they should have been able to use the red flag. But, of course, seeing that you had the timeouts, it was already too late. No, or is that already over the... Was it already
over the... It was over the 2-minute warning, so it should have went to a booth review automatically. Actually, a lot of professional coaches and former players are trying to figure out how come the booth didn't review it, because it should have been reviewed. Because anything within 2 minutes that's questionable should automatically be reviewed.
I still say we probably would have lost it anyways. I have a feeling that when I was watching it, he had a little bit of bobble while he was getting tossed back.
What it is he bobbled it down, but then he locked in his bread basket while getting hit, and he was still over the line when he got full contact.
But is that still forward? Is that
they
still
should have given movement? Forward motion because it was locked in as he was being hit. When you watch from the side view, from the fan cam coming down, where he was, they would have had half a yard and that should have been a first down.
All right, back to the king.
What's up, Quackers?
Okay, first off, on the final fourth down, the big infamous play, I felt that they should have kicked it and had just the defense hold the Colts back.
Well, with the Colts driving the way that they were with Manny, it was too... I think they would have... Even if they were to get it back to the 80-yard, they still would have had, a hell of a time trying to fight.
Yeah, that's a good point. But still, they would have had a much better chance at winning the game by doing that.
I just have to say that watching this game, we had about 14 points easily. We had that, spread.
Mm-hmm.
And then it finally it got just whittled down to, what happened, which was the 1 point left.
Yeah.
So it's what the fuck?
To what Duck has said.
Mm-hmm.
You have to look statistically. Like I said, if our kicker's averaging 43 yards... And their return guy, average for the season, was 20 yards. Mm-hmm. And our special teams wasn't playing so well. He actually was above average in that game. He would have been pretty close to where he was anyway.
Okay.
So, and the defense playing the way it was, it looks like the outcome would have been the same.
All right. Now, second thing. It was this pass interference against the Pats.
Bullshit.
That brought the Colts all the way to the other side of the field to score their other touchdown. A couple plays later, when the Pats had the ball, the Colts did the exact same thing the Pats did, and they didn't get a flag.
I'm going to teach you a little something about sports that you probably didn't know, and I've learned from all my time of playing. Home field, the home team, usually gets a little more leeway, and that's exactly how it went. Because me personally, I'm not going to
lie.
Last
night for the Celtics.
Well,
but anyway.
I'm going to put it out there like this.
But even still, even when that pass interference call, that was wrong too. I've seen many other plays exactly like that with, the defensive player knocking the ball out of the way, and it wouldn't be a pass interference.
Okay, so
why this one time?
Like you guys have said, I really probably shouldn't chip in, but do you think it was more than just a home, what Anvil said, home field advantage? Do you think they maybe were trying to do this, or were they just being stupid refs?
I think we were being maybe a bit stupid.
No, actually, this is one of the best groups out there. But a lot of ref groups do lean towards the home field and they give them a little more leeway.
Yeah, because...
But this doesn't sound like a little bit more leeway. Like, I don't understand football, so I'm not really following on what you're saying.
It sounds pretty much
like they're calling on the Pats, but they weren't calling on the home field team.
That's basically
as much as they should have.
Yes.
But more so. It sounds more so than just, ignoring, an elbow where it shouldn't be or something.
Basically, a pass interference is you push the person. That's all it was. It wasn't like he grabbed him by the head and ripped him down. It was he pushed the guy, and the guy couldn't catch the ball. It's a pass interference. Mm-hmm. It's nothing huge, for a hit. But some people do it all right, I'm going to put it out here like this. Back when I was in high school, I got low-blowed in the game. Referee standing right there calls nothing. Two plays later, I do the same thing to that kid. I get ejected from the game by the same referee. And, of course, I argued it.
Okay, but at the same time, that's ejection versus,
No,
what
I'm saying
flat,
is,
so
he was a home guy and he doesn't get it called. I get called for being the away guy.
And I understand that, but at the same time, between a flag and an ejection, I think he would have at least flagged the other guy rather than give him... That's not leeway, that's unfair reffing.
Basically, yeah. Because
if it's versus a flag, which is a penalty, right? Or an
ejection,
which is pretty much you can't play in the game anymore and you might get a suspension from other games, that's not leeway to me. That's favoritism and the ref should not be playing that.
Yeah, but that actually became a huge topic after because, like they said, give them a 15-yard unsportsmanlike.
Yeah.
And actually the league, when they reviewed the tape, took the ejection off of my sports record, which colleges see,
yeah,
issued me the penalty, and issued the other team a penalty.
Yeah.
Which is, it doesn't mean anything after. It just shows up on the paperwork, and we did win by 4 touchdowns anyway,
but that's
what should happen. You know, from what you're telling me, it's not to the extreme from what happened in your high school days, but that this game, it was a little bit more than just home field advantage.
Yeah, when we play the Colts, it's always a huge game. It's emotional for everybody. It's like the Red Sox playing the Yankees.
Okay.
Yes.
That makes more sense then.
But King Baby Duck here.
But what I feel is, I feel that there needs to be referees from both sides of the team to give equal advantage to everyone.
No, you
can't do that.
You're not supposed to actually have a person that has a favorite team or anything like that. These are neutral people that are coming in and calling it as they see it.
But how is there home field advantage if the refs are siding with one team?
They're supposed to. Not even, like,
it's part of the rule books. How it was developed. Basically,
if you talk to most NFL referees, like, yeah, we love baseball. We don't like watching football.
Mm-hmm.
We're being paid to be here, just like with baseball. But some referees, they look at, you know, other fans, and they look at this, and they look at home field, and they're a little bit biased towards the home field because they don't want to deal with the home field fans.
Oh, believe me, that is one of those hellish jobs that if you're standing there, you could be ridiculed by the
you
by
could
the
buy your
fan.
Tire slashed.
Yeah, that, you
actually,
know,
that happened
to...
at one of my games 2 years ago for the Bandits.
Yeah, yikes.
Wow.
Yeah, the other team slashed the tires of half my team and the referees because they lost.
What?
Yeah.
That's serious on sports. And, like, I can understand maybe toilet paper, but...
But, I mean, if you... When we were watching that movie today, there was that whole, you know, unsportsmanlike conduct thing that was given towards the coach because he spoke up and stuff like that. So, sometimes it's based on the refs and everything like that and who got hired.
Yeah, because they're supposed to be neutral, like you said, but humans... To err is human, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
To
err is human, to forgive is divine.
Now, I have to say, seeing that, you know, we've just finished talking on the Red Sox, the Celtics, the Patriots, we have to talk about the biggest thing because we have basically the two experts, but we're not going to cause this as, like, you know, a fight between these two, but as an explanation of what they think on both of their perspectives. So, to begin with this, the Bruins. We have to say, come on, who wants to start it?
The last 2 days, you know, the Bruins have played, they've won both games, one by shootout, which was, you know, 2 nights ago. Last night was in overtime. Now, I don't know how you feel about how these have been going, but what's your opinion?
I would have to say not just the last two games, but games before, counting out the second game we played against Pittsburgh.
Yep.
I think we've been improving greatly. We've been starting to play defense, which is good.
Yeah.
Our scorers are putting more shots on the net. They're not all going in, but more shots. You get the Wayne Gretzky thing.
Yep.
You got, you know, 100% of the shots you don't take don't go in.
Exactly.
That goes. So, yeah, I think we're heading in the right direction. I think having Milan Lucic come back.
That's right, baby.
I think that's a great for team morale, and I think knowing that Mark Savard is also coming back soon, although I think he's pushing it.
2 weeks, they said.
They
don't want to push it.
He wanted to come back this week.
John Cleland said last night, no, he's going to push it 2 weeks because they want to make sure the hip and the upper body is strengthened.
Good. Yeah, because Mark Savard's like, put me back in now, and no, it's
well,
too soon.
Not yet.
That's just a typical athlete. We want to get back out there.
Well,
I do have one big issue, though.
Is it Dennis Weidman? Because that's my issue.
No, not even a player.
Oh, okay.
I know Blues didn't agree with me. We suck on the power play.
Well,
we've always sucked on the
No, actually, last year we were actually one of the best power play teams, but what's changed from last year?
Yeah.
Phil Kessel.
Yeah, basically. But from what I was watching the last night and the night before, it was kind of, like, excruciating to be like, all right, yeah, they're getting, you know, you're dealing with four, even actually three guys on the ice because they've actually gotten those power plays where they've been a 5-on-3 or even 4-on-3 or whatever, how it's gotten mixed up. But it's like, wow, you know, you've got that much of an advantage. What the fuck? Can't you just, you know, I mean, I know it's, you know, it's you're chasing around a, you know, rubber puck on a friggin' ice, you know, thing. It's not easy to do so. But more or less along these lines, it's like, you know, there's some of these goalies that are just, you know, are just awesome. But a lot of along the lines that I've seen in a lot of the other things, and one more thing that I could bring up as an issue is the fact that we've been getting these fucking overtime and also shootout setups, and it's been kind of really bugging the shit out of me because I don't think I've seen this many shootouts ever. And usually shootouts would be like a rare, you know, thing to happen, but to Anvil.
Speaking to, back to what you were talking about with the overtime and the shootouts, last Saturday me and, you know, Blue watched a game, and with, you know, 0.4 left on the clock, they scored to tie it. But, you know, we actually did wind up losing that game. But we had a guy take a shot on an empty net and miss.
Yeah.
It's you're a professional.
That happened.
There's nobody in the fucking net.
That happened two or three times last night too, because it was from Paye,
right?
It was Paye. But what it is you know, as much as like it pained me to watch that the other night, where they were just like, "What the fuck?" You know, they should have just been able to hold them off for the last 2 minutes of the game. I'm like sitting there, "Come on, fucking hold them off, hold them off, hold them off!" And then 41 seconds in the last part of the game, they go and score, and then like it goes into overtime. But what to you?
Oh, I was going to say, that right there, losing our lead with, like, 4 seconds left, that happened to Thomas, I don't know how many times last season, at least more than twice.
Now, who are you liking right now? Who are you liking in goal right now? Tim Thomas, or is it, I can't remember his name right now.
Tukarask.
Tukarask, yeah, thank you.
At the beginning of this season, I actually kind of started having some doubts about Thomas, and my best friend, she goes to the games with me, no, it's going to be fine, it's going to be fine. Tim Thomas is getting better. He made some ridiculous saves last week, and he's still doing well, but at the same time, I feel like Tuukka Rask is standing up to where he should be. He's doing well.
Well, in my opinion, to that what you just said, if you've noticed, they put Tim Thomas out there against the best teams in the league, and Tuukka Rask... yeah, but Tuukka Rask isn't even really playing that tough of teams.
Right.
Buffalo, the team that we, you know, beat last night, yeah, they're top in their division, but against the Eastern Conference, they haven't won a game.
No.
So, how are you supposed to say, you're an elite team in, you know, your league when you can't even beat anybody in your league and they put him out there? That's a game that you're supposed to win because they're not good against your division. And if you look at the teams that Tuukka Rask goes against Tim Thomas, I mean, Tim Thomas is out there against, you know, Sidney Crosby, you know, the best scorers in the league, and he's stopping them.
Well, he should be. He's the current Vezina Trophy holder.
I know, but what I'm saying is everybody's, you know, all up, you know, Tuukka Rask is a man, but put him against Sidney Crosby. Put him against Alex Ovechkin.
He's not trained for that, is he?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I agree with you that, yeah, he does have, like, yeah, Tuukka Rask is the man, but this is his first year out of AHL. He's a backup goalie in the true traditional sense. He goes in against the weak teams when we need to give Thomas a break.
Well, see, what a lot of people don't realize, though, is before Tuukka Rask came to America, he actually played on the Russian national team. He was their starting goalie.
Really?
Yeah.
But he's from Finland.
I know, but he went over to Russia. He's half Finnish, half Russian.
I had no idea.
His mother is Russian.
I, just to go off on a really quick fangirl tangent about Tuukka Rask, saw him outside of the game the other day. He's way taller than I thought, and I had a little fangirl moment, and I was like, sweet.
He's really not that big.
He's tall.
Well, you have to remember, I'm 6'7", so.
This is true. Well, I'm not 6'7". But anyways, it was...
Short girls, the tall guys, you're just like, ooh.
And actually, Tuukka Rask. You know, getting to meet Tim Thomas for me was kind of awesome. I have his autograph at home on a mini goalie helmet.
He's such a good guy. He's classy.
And, you know, speaking of sports, I actually have the duck over here and the onyx over here pissed at me. Because me and my friend, we were driving home from work, and we stopped at the Modell's to pick up some stuff, and I ran into a professional, and I picked a football up off the rack, had him autograph it, turned it around, and paid for it.
Nice.
Because I met Teddy Bruschi.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. He was the man. He was awesome.
All right, show it afterwards. Anyways.
I can send it around.
Yeah. Anyways, but for the whole concept is
with the Bruins.
With the Bruins, seeing that they lost besides the two games that they just recently won, which was Friday night and Thursday night, they lost the last three games, which was the Islanders, I can't figure out who else there was. But anyways, they lost about those three games, but was that with Tim Thomas?
No. Well,
the but I was going to put in there is that, despite losing, they still got points.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what matters.
They still got points. Well, except for the one on Thursday, I guess.
You have to remember
they got, that was the game that was held 0-0, and then I guess the shootout overtime was one to nothing.
Yes,
it was
painful.
But with the Penguins, it was 5-6 as the ending of the game. So
that I'm so glad I didn't get to watch that game, or else I would have broken my TV.
Yeah,
I mean, truth be told, it doesn't matter if you win or lose; it's all about the points.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, when it comes time to playoffs.
It's all about your points.
We need these points.
How about this fucking schedule? It's been kind of...
It's a weird schedule.
It's kind of fucking janky. It's more or less, it's like on and off on a tangent. Like, right now, we don't have another game till Monday.
Yeah, road trip.
And then Wednesday. It's like, what the fuck? Give me a break.
I'm kind of pissed off with the season, because last year, like, nobody was really a Bruins fan, so I was able to get tickets all the time. This year, I can't even...
Don't get me started on last year versus this year, because the Bruins last year versus this year have gone ticket prices have increased by almost 400%.
Yeah.
Well,
my seats have jumped from 24 a ticket to like 86 a ticket.
Yeah. Well, like, I have a family friend who, you know, he held tickets to the Bruins and Celtics, got rid of the Bruins first, and then he gets rid of the Celtics ones. Year after he gets rid of them, we go and win the championship.
Oh no.
Sucks to be him.
I know. But
that's the one thing you can remember about Boston teams, though. They'll fuck you over for a couple of years, and they'll surprise you.
Yeah, but actually, he had tickets for 20 years.
Yeah.
And we won nothing against Red Bull. I know, that hurt.
It was his fault. He was why they weren't winning anything.
But, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, look at Red Sox fans, you know?
Yeah, it was only 86 a year.
Exactly. Between Red Sox, or you want to go worse, look at the Cubs fans.
Ooh.
And only they've half of us was alive for like 20 years.
You know, exactly. So you gotta hold faith. Mm. Even if you get pissed at them and you don't want to talk to them, you never give up your tickets.
No.
Yeah.
You sell them to friends, for fuck's sake.
My uncle, he's had Red Sox season tickets since 86.
Yeah,
since
exactly. You never fucking give that out.
Oh, of course not.
Ever.
You know, and I was... Can never figure out the people. Hey man, I got an extra ticket to the game. You want to go? No, the team sucks. Dude, I'll take it.
Yeah, exactly.
I literally took my brother to a Red Sox game once because somebody said, yeah, the Red Sox suck. You know, they're not making playoffs. Does anybody want them? I take the tickets. I bring my kid brother. That night, a game we were supposed to lose to the Orioles, Ortiz hits a walk-off home run and we clinch the playoffs.
Nice.
Granted, Aaron Boone knocked us out of the playoffs with that home run, but I still was there on a clinching night.
And that's really all that matters, is that you go, you watch them.
And have fun.
Whatever.
Yeah, exactly. You enjoy the atmosphere.
One more thing I want to touch on in sports.
Okay.
There's a big fight tonight. Forrest Griffin versus Tito Ortiz 2. Forrest Griffin's coming. Yes, this is the second time they fought. Forrest Griffin's out for revenge because he lost by decision.
Ugh.
And literally, two of the judges had him tied. One referee gave one more point to Tito Ortiz, and that's how the match got lost. I'm looking for a bloodbath tonight. I want to see Forrest Griffin beat up Tito Ortiz so bad that he bleeds like Fedora Million ankle.
Yeah, basically. But that was also to speak about on that behalf. It was really hard to actually watch that fight that happened because of the fact that Fedora was done. He was done.
Oh, he should have been done.
Fucking done because of the fact that he had like at least a pint on the fucking on the ring. And I was just like, come on, they should have called it because of blood loss and everything like that. But then he goes and turns around and knocks his name on his ass.
Yeah.
Brett Rose.
I was just like, what the fuck?
He lost so much blood in that first round that I saw in between somebody from the American Red Cross run up there with a vacuum, suck up the blood and hold up a pint.
Yeah, exactly. but with this fight tonight, I'm looking forward for, you know what, I'm going against you on this one. I think Tito Ortiz will kick his fucking ass.
Really?
Because I've seen him, Tito Ortiz, kick so much ass between, like, on these rivalries and everything like that. I mean, not to mention Ken Shamrock, seeing that they had to do three whole fucking rematches because Ken Shamrock can't hold his fucking brain straight. Well, but anyways, back to Anvil.
I think we're going to have to do something again here.
Oh, God damn it! Will you stop with the betting?
Challenge!
Oh.
That's right. We're having a bastard challenge again.
Son of a bitch. But that's the only thing. We're not even going to be able to watch it.
Yeah, but we'll still know who wins.
Yeah, okay.
So, with all these people here, what do you want the bet to be?
We're bearing witness.
Yes.
Yeah, you're bearing witness.
Actually, I won the last one.
I think the bet is that the loser should wear a dress in public.
Oh!
Whoa! I've already worn a kilt in public.
That's not the same. Men are allowed to wear kilts.
No, well, actually,
there should be a fuzzy boa somewhere.
Actually, last time was beer.
Taking that into account and not trying to be rude or whatever, will it be easy for him to find a dress in his size if he loses?
Oh, kidding me?
I'm thinking more...
The drag circuits?
Oh, yeah,
hello. How many drag queens
have you been to
the
Raspberry Swirl?
Whoa.
I know a lot of really big drag queens, let's put it that way.
All right.
I've seen a bunch of them.
How about we just keep like me and him normally do?
Keep it like money or something?
Me and him just normally bet beer.
Okay. Beer sounds good. I guess...
Oh, lame.
I say if if Tito wins...
What?
You have to buy him his blue aftershock.
If you can find it.
You
have to force him to find it.
And I'll get you the biggest bottle of Jack Daniels I can find.
Yes!
How's that work?
Does that work for you guys?
What's aftershock?
It's a hard liquor.
Oh, okay.
Nope, see, it still doesn't work for me.
No?
I think you'd have to power chug it and then do drunken karaoke with Rock Band.
Wait.
To up the ante, post it on the website.
No.
Yeah, video.
Yes. Wait.
Yeah, website. Yeah. Rock Band video.
Yeah.
No, because I can't do Rock Band. I got it.
Oh my fucking head.
Dude,
this is really fucking
up?
Bad.
The loser.
Because he has to be taller than everybody.
Has to put on my kilt, put on a girly shirt, walk over, give it to the person while it's being recorded, and they have to curtsy.
Fuck, I'll do a backflip too while I'm wearing that too on the trampoline.
You may not want to.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Girls can do anything guys can do backwards and in heels.
Yikes.
I can't wear.
How about drunk DDR?
What's DDR?
How about just DDR?
I can't DDR. I can't DDR either.
I can't DDR. I have no coordination.
I'm friggin' white.
DDR action where I work.
Hey,
DDR was made
for white people. I can't do it.
I'm with blue.
Let's just do alcohol, man. Forget about and then be the influence. We'll just stick with the normal alcohol.
The alcohol, yeah, okay.
Lame.
I know, right?
Boo.
Lame sores.
Just remember my brain.
All right, fine. If anybody can come up with something better, we'll put it out there.
I like the
Drunken Rock Band idea.
I like the Drunken Rock Band idea,
no,
too.
Who votes in favor of the Drunken Rock Band? I don't game.
Ah, shit.
Oh!
I don't game.
Rock Band,
you're playing guitar.
No.
I have no hand-eye coordination whatsoever, and I can't.
Really?
Fuck you. We play Drunken Rock Band at Panda's Party.
For those of you who can't see this,
it's
an obscene gesture
DJ Diddle's in the house.
Oh, no.
Wait, one more thing. I do have to put one more thing out there. I made a prediction last week and I was wrong. I'm putting out that I predict Miguel Cotto would beat Manny Pacquiao.
Woohoo, that gives me the percentage on this win.
I put strength over speed because I've actually seen Cotto, you know... Beat a speed guy, he lost, it happened.
Anvil, sit down.
Yes.
Why? You feel sure?
Yes.
No, it's because you've been sitting down too long. Anyways.
Yeah, my knees.
Yeah.
So. Alright,
well, to end the show now, yeah, I think we're pretty much done.
Yeah,
now.
We're done.
Stick a fork in us.
Yep. And remember, if you want to send us some feedback, it's thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com.
We will also take comments on the articles and everything like that we put up there, too.
Also, our website is BostonBastardBrigade.com, and we're also on Facebook and on MySpace.
And then we also have our...
the affiliates.
Yes, our affiliates, seeing that you wanted to do this part.
I just wanted to do the short address part.
So just do it. Just do it anyways.
Okay, so you have the Electric Sisterhood at esh.mobi.
Yeah.
Eshmobi.
And just like I say at the end of all the episodes, you know, support your local artists. And, you know, support your local groups. You know, we're trying to do like the American Red Cross, your cancer institutes. You know, they're out there to help people.
Don't forget to kick ass and take names. No, I'm just kidding.
That's right.
And let me just say, with six people here doing one podcast show, we've made it possible.
Yes, we have made it possible, but...
Made what possible?
We've made it possible to have a huge group of people doing a show and
sound
orderly.
How long is this
orderly.
Supposed to go, though, for?
80 minutes, and we're just barely...
We're just getting under the wire here, but basically, all together, great show, and I guess we can cut it off now.
Yep, so until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
This is Anvil.
Blue Onyx.
Sachin.
Zanya.
And our friend Panda.
Come on.
Panda!
Big Panda!
Come on,
Panda!
Be a
good panda!
Okay, well,
alright.
No bamboo for you.
No.
My brownies are better.
We're still working on that competition.
Okay, anyway. Thanks for listening to Boston Bastard Brigade. Sign our bitches.
We are the Bastards.
Bastards. Might bigger.